Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to the book of Acts chapter 4. We will start in verse 1 and ending on verse 22. A fun fact, this book is also known as the Acts of the Apostles, because it covers 30 to 35 historical years of the disciples and the birth of the first generation church, starting right after Jesus' heavenly ascension. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the holy text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 1, while Peter and John were speaking to the people, they were confronted by the priests, the captain of the temple guard, and some of the Sadducees. These leaders were very disturbed that Peter and John were teaching the people that through Jesus there is a resurrection of the dead. They arrested them and, since it was already evening, put them in jail until morning. But many of the people who heard their message believed it, so the number of men who believed now totaled about 5,000. The next day the council of all the rulers and elders and teachers of religious law met in Jerusalem. Annas the high priest was there, along with Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and other relatives of the high priest. They brought in the two disciples and demanded, "By what power, or in whose name, have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of our people, are we being questioned today because we've done a good deed for a crippled man? Do you want to know how he was healed? Let me clearly state to all of you and to all the people of Israel that he was healed by the powerful name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, the man you crucified but whom God raised from the dead. For Jesus is the one referred to in the scriptures, where it says, 'The stone that you builders rejected has now become the cornerstone.' There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved." The members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, for they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures. They also recognized them as men who had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing right there among them, there was nothing the council could say. So they ordered Peter and John out of the council chamber and conferred among themselves. "What should we do with these men?" they asked each other. "We can't deny that they have performed a miraculous sign, and everybody in Jerusalem knows about it. But to keep them from spreading their propaganda any further, we must warn them not to speak to anyone in Jesus' name again." So they called the apostles back in and commanded them never again to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Do you think God wants us to obey you rather than him? We cannot stop telling about everything we have seen and heard." The council then threatened them further, but they finally let them go because they didn't know how to punish them without starting a riot. For everyone was praising God for this miraculous sign, the healing of a man who had been lame for more than 40 years. Once again, that was Acts chapter 4 verses 1 through 22 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. The goal of a Christian is to be closer to Christ and spread his love and truth to the world. Peter and John were put on trial. That was not a misfortune for them. It was just another opportunity. Our greatest trials are our greatest opportunities, if we can see our lives as servants of Christ. Peter and John faithfully spoke the name and message of Jesus, even challenging their accusers, who a few weeks before condemned Jesus, to believe in Jesus. The disciples had made the choice to obey God, not humans, no matter what the consequences. That choice had made them free. They were free from trying to please their leaders, free from human opinion, free to live for God alone. They were not formally educated, but they had been taught and empowered by Jesus. They could not stop talking about everything they had seen and heard. Christians have so many stories of God's goodness. You do not need all the answers, and you do not need to be afraid. Share your stories. Living out Christ's mission with him, our purpose, brings joy to life. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you live out God's mission today? What holds you back from sharing your stories of God's love and goodness? How can you take steps to be free from pleasing others? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.